For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA, who's getting you closer to the game than ever with exclusive prizes. Enter for your chance to win at MichelobUltra.com/courtside. Enjoy responsibly. 2024 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. Michelob Ultra registered courtside sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and up. Begins October 19th, 2023 and ends June 12th, 2024. Multiple entry periods. See official rules at MichelobUltra.com/rules for free entry, entry deadlines, prices, and details. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited.
Is this on?
Arigato!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. Yeah.
We finally have rival GMs.
Oh man,
they're back. Underwhelmed.
I'm so underwhelmed. And they say, I regret everything.
And even though he's an employee of WWE,
yes,
they can't go to each other's shows.
Even though they do.
All the time.
They do.
I mean, think about how stupid that is. That would be like someone from this podcast feuding with someone from the AEW podcast, you know? Like, think about how ridiculous that... sounds.
Yeah. Well, at least ours was a parody.
Correct.
Where this is how they're really doing
it. I think one
it.
Of them might actually feel a certain way.
Yeah.
It's just, once again, it's just, friendly competition. Yep, just gonna see what was the best show. Well, you're on the bigger network, dick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You got the main guy.
And newsflash, both of your shows suck.
Yeah, exactly.
So...
Yeah. Nobody wins.
Nobody.
So uninspired. You know, if Triple H is really in charge, maybe he's still afraid to make any, like, drastic changes just because Vince has been dead before. And just like, you know, any horror film, he's come back from the dead.
It's not horrible. At least they're trying to set something up.
It's just dumb that
they're giving you, like... circumstances for showing up to a show when it's like, well, you work there.
Well, and then it's like we've had like the same main events week after week.
Nothing is changing.
It's like you said, it's not horrible, but it lacks like a soul. It lacks a spark.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm watching, I'm like fucking Nikki Cross in her match.
Yeah.
You know, just like catatonic. Like that's me watching this show, especially this week with SmackDown and Raw, like there wasn't much that made me like even feel anything.
And the only reason they're doing this is to set up Survivor Series so it looks like you care.
Yeah. Right.
But again, when you could change shows every year, why would you care
to
win that match? That's the part they keep missing.
And once again, they're breaking all of their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
like
know,
Bodie?
We'll get to it. Yes, just like him.
Bodie, you're breaking your own rules.
Nothing makes
Point
sense.
Break.
And Crown Jewel just looks to be underwhelming.
Oh my god.
I mean, they just have like one of the main events or one of the matches at Crown Jewel is just like a random match we've seen on Raw like five times.
Yeah.
Cody versus Priest. For nothing.
For nothing in a regular match.
Yeah.
Yes. No stakes.
No stakes. No stipulations.
The best thing to come out of this will be Logan Paul winning a title.
Yeah.
Right. I just, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see about that. Yeah.
Maybe not.
I'd rather he would, but I'm not so sure at this point. But all right.
Yeah.
Before we get to SmackDown and Raw, we need to thank four brand spanking new patrons.
Quattro.
Yes. Read them off, Eric.
Oh, we got Steven Firo.
Oh, who does he fear?
Me. We got Kyle Mulkin then.
Mulkin then.
Kyle.
Mulkinthin.
Mulkinthin.
Oh, my cock in him.
Yes. Is
that how you... That's yeah. it. Oh, right. Bravo, Kyle.
Thank you.
Bravo. Right.
And then
Kyle, my cock in
and
him.
Then...
That's way better, by the way.
Yeah. That's probably what they teased him when he was in middle school. So you just gave him PTSD. Sorry, yeah. Kyle.
Sorry. All right, Joe started another Patreon account, Dick the Shrimp Tiny. Yeah.
Dick the Shrimp.
Also,
also Eric, swing and a miss.
Split person a bassist?
Yeah. I'm not sure what that means either, but you know, right. These people have names.
That's where his birth. That's his birth name.
We can't all be name. Born with Eric. You know, Slamilton Hamilton.
Yeah, I know.
It's the greatest middle name ever.
It really is.
You know, birth. Like, how did she know you were going to be slamming people?
Well,
crazy.
Come on.
Yeah. It's just like Tyson Fury, you know, his dad named him Tyson after Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And then he became the heavyweight champion of the world.
You came out right. of your mother bald and with a beard, too. And she's like, you know what? Someday he's going to be fighting.
And a face tattoo.
Someday he's going to be hitting other boys, naked boys, with his sausage.
I'll call him his
giant sausage.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What a story. Freak.
Take out the papers and the trash.
So yeah, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Sign up. First time ever. You'll get a shout out on the show. We got weekly AEW recaps, pay-per-views like Saudi Mania coming up in a couple of weeks, guys.
Saudi
Mania. How many beheadings will there be? Yes.
That's on the
the answer is yes.
That's on the scorecard, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So yeah, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Yeah, delete that, you fuck.
If you're listening, I took a picture. I haven't done like an in the show picture lately, so I was gonna post one and then Andrew was stoned and
looked like I was mid shit. Like just
right
bidet
fucking pinching off a loaf.
Eric, there you go. Now take one, skip one of Eric.
That's my God. Eric, look. He's destroying those eyeballs again.
I know.
God damn.
This is my hobby.
You got windshield wipers on your eyes there, pal.
Yeah.
Eric's always just trying to gouge himself out. He's like, Raw. It's SmackDown. Hey, if I gouge my eyes, I don't have to watch anymore.
Don't have to watch anymore.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's a Shakespearean play where the guy does that.
Yeah.
But in that, he fucked his mom. It was after he found out he fucked his mom.
Oh, okay.
Oedipus Rex, I believe.
But he was Oedipus. But he was, you know, she was hot.
Yeah.
So.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, get your What's Wrong With Wrestling t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling. Or you can get your
Thanks Guys
t-shirt at bonfire.com/
Thanks Guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not on Pro Wrestling Tees because he's a douche.
Exactly.
Us gadouche.
Yeah. So SmackDown opens with Paul Heyman.
Okay.
Which tells you that, you know, Roman Reigns isn't here.
Yeah.
Obviously.
No.
Right. Why would he be?
I was here last week. What do you expect? Two in a row?
See you in six.
The wise man brags about Jimmy Uso costing Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes the tag titles on Raw. He also mentions, he says, the Los Angeles Times broke the story, which is like, I don't know if like Heyman's ever done that before. Usually commentary will mention
it.
But like Heyman did it and it's like, he's got to know how ridiculous that is. Maybe he said it because of that. He's like, imagine this. The Los Angeles Times broke the story. In reality, we paid the Los Angeles Times to break this story.
What they're telling you is they have leaks.
Yeah.
Like they planned something. All right, we're not going to release it yet. And someone's going, hey, LA Times. Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
And then they report it. It's like, God damn it, again?
Right.
First Yahoo Japan. Now the LA Times.
Right.
They're all leaking.
Food Network Europe.
Think about like the 90-year-old man that still gets the LA Times. Like I know you could watch, you could get on the internet, and I'm sure that's how most people digest this stuff now. But imagine like a 90-year-old man, he gets the LA Times.
Well, that means like, he hasn't gotten it yet, right? This was Monday night, so he'll get that on Thursday. What?
Yeah.
What's this? Roman Reigns versus LA Feet at Saudi Mania? I better watch that right now. What's it's on the Peacock? What's that?
This must be an old movie. It's a Roman versus a knight.
Yeah.
This would right. be a good one. Maybe to the death.
And then a couple weeks later, he goes, he's like, oh, LA Times. Oh, Roman Reigns defeats LA Knight with the help of Solo Sikoa.
Solo.
And Jimmy Uso.
John Cena was beheaded. Interesting. There's his head. So yeah.
Oh, they did it in Saudi Arabia. Well, 50 years ago, they wouldn't let women do anything there. Wonder what it's like now.
Now look at them. They're letting them get now, their heads cut off.
They still can't do anything, but they're allowed to wrestle in a ring for 10 minutes with quadruple XL t-shirts.
How yes. has like either Family Guy or South Park not made fun of like, look, we, you know, now I'm doing the male guy. We have to do the accent that is Saudi, which has nothing to do
which
with Saudi.
Which is really triumph the insult yeah. comic to yes.
Look, we let the lady drive a car. And they just have her just wreck it and have a big explosion. Oh, she's dead.
Oh, no. Whoopsie.
We'll try again in 50 years.
Oh, no. All of her tires were flat. Whoops. I guess she didn't know how to change a tire. Oh, bah, 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 bah.
Jesus.
Anyways. Heyman gets annoyed at the fans chanting, yeah, and says, you better watch Crown Jewel because it'll be LA Knight's last match.
That sucks.
I mean, not last. That's kind of silly.
Yeah.
So LA Knight walks
last
out.
Last title shot.
Unless they do kill the loser. That's always a possibility.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
So LA Knight walks out and Heyman shits his pants. He tries to leave, but Knight says, if you try to leave, I'll hit you so hard, I'll knock your hair back to gray.
Funny. That was good.
Yeah. And he also makes Heyman say, yeah, but he sucks at it. He's like, yeah. And he's like, that was pathetic.
Yeah.
And then Knight tells Heyman the contract signing will be next week on SmackDown. So you better let Roman know whose game it is. I think Roman's signing electronically. So he's not going to be on SmackDown. Why
would right. Yeah. It'll be a Zoom call.
Also, SmackDown is going to be on FS1 because of the World Series.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be great.
Later backstage, Jimmy asks Heyman, hey, did you see Raw? I took the ball and scored a touchdown for the Bloodline.
Ugh.
And Heyman was like, yeah, I was just out there talking about it.
Right.
And it was just
playing,
awkward.
Playing football?
It was very awkward.
Yeah. Now you're playing football? Great.
Yeah.
Call Roman Reigns.
Always.
All right.
He's never not calling Roman Reigns.
How many Romans are in his phone that he has to put call Roman Reigns?
That's true.
Right, yeah.
There's a lot of Romans.
Just to remind you.
He's got Roman Polanski.
Next up, we've... Oh, that's terrible.
I know. Well,
he's a heel.
He's a heel, for God's sakes.
We've been inviting Polanski for years. You say you like to rape? That's our motto.
In rape, we trust.
When you arrive in the plane, you see a giant billboard that says, in rape, we trust.
Sir, you are accused of rape. Okay. What happened? Well, the lady was running and her sock fell off. Okay. Case dismissed. That whore. What a whore.
I called Roman, you know, Roman Polanski raped a 13-year-old girl. I called him. I said, you like them old, huh?
Jesus.
I know. I can't believe they did that.
I know.
Yeah, crazy. Why would they do that?
Called crazy. Him and said that.
Why would they say that?
Crazy.
So Santos Escobar faces Montez Ford.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you would get pretty much.
Yeah.
There's been a variation of these matchups for the past 2 months.
Variants.
Yeah. Variants.
Yeah.
Escobar gave Ford a Hurricane Run off the top rope, and Angelo Dawkins pulled Ford out of the ring before Santos could make the pin. Dawkins then pushed Escobar into the ring post. Then Fuckface and Dickwad attacked Dawkins, but he quickly took them out. But then Santos hit him with a knee strike, and then Escobar got back in the ring, but Ford beat him, and he beat him with a... roll up.
Well, you know, I've always said nothing looks stronger in a win than a roll up.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to like establish this new faction as dominant. You know, you got Bobby Lashley as the manager, whatever. And then you have the Street Profits finally turning heel, sort of, kind of, maybe.
Right.
iffy. And he wins with a roll-up.
Right. Well, that's a heel move.
And they even said, sure is. Someone said like, oh, the Street Profits have been on a roll since joining Lashley. No, they haven't.
No.
The opposite
that's
of that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Triple H has been around Vince too long that he's just doing the same things.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, roll-up. Oh, because you got to protect him. For what? What are we protecting him for?
Santos?
Where's the Santos push? You gave the belt to Rey Mysterio. That would have been the time to push him.
Right, right.
But you gave it to Rey. So now Santos is fucked.
Yeah.
Unless you turn him heel and he beats Rey. But they're not doing that.
Because
Logan Paul.
It would almost be too late at this point anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, let's turn him heel. No.
No. Where he did that. Up.
After the match, Ford and Dawkins beat up Escobar, but Carlito runs out with a chair and Ford and Dawkins retreat. Whatever.
Who cares?
Did he hit them?
No.
No. So what was the... So... Hey, revenge! He did
the
it.
LWO music is so bad, too. It's like... It's like, yeah, no shit. I think we know.
Yeah.
And how the... Why doesn't he have his music? Like, he... Carlito was before CFO money. So who owns... I spit in the face of people. Who made that song?
Jim Johnson?
Maybe. We don't have the rights to that.
Probably not.
You can't do a new spit take. You can just do it again with different music. People don't remember his music. They just remember, I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Right. But I mean, that was like a whole heel thing.
That doesn't matter. Even when he turned face, people loved it.
Yeah, that's true.
Still spit apples in faces.
Yeah.
Next up. Pretty Shitty goes to a day spa.
Oh, boy.
And they talk about how much they loved Taylor Swift's movie, cementing themselves as the biggest heels in wrestling.
Correct.
I mean, it's smart because all, you know, NFL fans are so fucking sick of seeing Taylor Swift at these Chiefs games. And, like, it's just the NFL this year has just become, it's more about Taylor Swift than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So by them saying that, it's like, yeah, fuck these guys.
They were like Taylor Swift. Ratings low in the NFL or something? They needed something?
No, they're all never been better. But they're like, ooh, we can get teenage girls to like it. Right. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
It's not necessary.
I don't know why we think the Jets could win this year. They'll face the Chiefs in the playoffs and just get fucked by the
Rams. Of course. I mean, it's what is it? Three straight games helping the Chiefs? Four?
Oh.
So they also brag about their win against the Brawling Brutes, but then Butch and Holland show up from behind and they beat their Bowerys and drown them in their own foot baths.
That was not good.
Just like, this is a way I'd never want to die.
But at least they're dead now, right?
Are they, though?
No.
You know?
Are they, though? But are they, though?
R.I.P. Elton Prince.
And?
And R.I.P.
Go ahead.
Kit Wilson.
You fucking mark!
Well done. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew Eric wasn't going to do it.
No. I would have done it.
You would have done it?
I would have.
So do it.
Elton Prince and Kit Wilson.
You fucking mark!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus. As long as I do it first.
Yeah.
I'll go. Elton Wilson and Kit Prince.
God fucking damn it.
That's not it?
Is that not it? No, it's not it. No.
Oh, because you guys are huge nerds.
You knew the two names of two wrestlers?
Fucking Mark. Fucking Mark.
It's our jobs, but all right. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from John Cena, the greatest of all time.
Said it again.
Let's keep saying it.
Yeah.
So that you hate him more and more. It's like, it's funny because when Cena returns, we love it now. But then now that he's been around for a while, it's starting to go back the other way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. You're corny as fuck.
Yeah.
What were we with the announce teams this week? Is this how they are now?
Yeah.
So you had a 3-man booth on Raw?
No.
On SmackDown?
SmackDown.
Okay. Because Cole and the British guy are kind of doing the same thing. They're the same thing.
Yeah.
Is that right? Did I say it right?
It's Kevin Patrick on SmackDown, right?
Yes.
So that's the 3-man booth then.
Cole, Patrick, and...
Unless it's Graves. Barrett. Yeah.
Graves.
Barrett's on
Raw.
No, Barrett's on Raw now. That's right, because they swapped him.
Yeah, yeah. It's Barrett and Cole on Raw.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
Cole does both shows again.
Yes.
Yeah.
My God.
Wow.
I mean, Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he actually, he missed one show last week. So I guess that's 3 days he's missed in the 25 years.
Oh, whatever.
So Cena mentions Roman Reigns is one... 1,138 days as champion, but he says, I have a streak of my own. It's been 2,002 days since I've last won a televised singles match.
Yep.
That's like, ooh, are we saying this?
I know, right?
Are we admitting this?
Right. Cena says, I've been talking a lot about retirement, and the fans chant, you still got it. So Cena yells, I believe in me. I believe in all of you. I believe in this madness. I believe I can still go, and the time is now to turn the math around.
Yes.
It's going to be a bad night for the next idiot to walk through that curtain, because whoever it is, they're going to get smoked. So out walks Solo Sikoa.
Of course.
Which, you know, they've been teasing this ever since Cena came back. Mm-hmm. They fight for a few seconds, and Cena's winning, but Jimmy Uso runs out and super kicks Cena. But then, someone in a hoodie attacks Jimmy.
What?
Who wait could a this minute. Be?
I thought maybe like Zack Ryder.
Hold it.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, Braun Strowman?
Carmelo Hayes?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
A Hulk Hogan? I thought maybe The Rock?
It'd be great if it was Masked Singer. Right? Yeah. Like, I think it's Bradley Cooper.
Really? Yeah, he's never been on wrestling before.
Is it?
Ooh, Hugh Jackman. Remember, he was on the show once.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the Ultimate Warrior. He's back.
What? Yeah. But no, it's Jey Uso.
Yeah.
Well, at least there was
one saw that coming.
Yeah.
Oh my, and then he rips off the hoodie. Oh my God.
Wow.
Jey super kicks his brother. And security grabs Jey because he can't be on SmackDown. Hey.
No. Hey. No.
Yeah. Right.
No.
I did laugh when Jimmy yelled timeout.
Yeah.
Solo goes for the Samoan spike, but Cena ducks and hits an AA. Backstage.
He won. Wait. Wait a minute. It wasn't a match.
No.
Yeah.
He'll need three more AAs.
Yes.
Yeah. Backstage, Nick Aldis yells at Jey, you can't come to SmackDown. What the hell were you thinking? I'm sorry. Hold on. This is the first time that they've had a wild card that they're actually upset about.
Yes. Hey. They've just been coming over every week.
Nick Aldis?
Yeah.
Likes rules.
Uh-huh.
He's rule a follower.
Rule guy.
Also,
rule guy.
Last week, it wouldn't have been a wild card because Jey Uso was one of the tag champs, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But now that he's not, get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Except, you know, Cody Rhodes was on SmackDown before he was even a tag champ. I mean, you've had people on both shows all the time.
Even post-draft.
After this, yeah, right after this most recent draft. It doesn't matter. Why does it matter now?
Right.
You can't be here. Up walks Adam Pearce.
Right.
How long until a wild card will not have any kind of repercussions? Like next week?
Yes.
We'll see a wild card and of course. No one will care?
Of course. So then Pierce says, or no, it's only because Survivor Series is showing up. They need to get Kurt Angle to be, alert everyone, they're here! We're under siege!
Yeah.
So Pierce says, oh, you don't think he got the idea from his brother ruining my championship match? And Aldis says, Raw's not my responsibility, SmackDown is, and Jey, you just earned yourself a $10,000 fine.
Oh, wow.
And if you don't leave right now, I'm going to double it and make it
22
and add $2,000.
Plus $2,000 processing fee.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, credit card?
Yeah, $2,000.
Yeah, I got Cash App, but it's a $2,000 fee if you use your...
Yeah.
So all this order security to escort Jey and Pierce out of the building. And Pierce, you know, has never had much of a personality. You know, we talk about him. He's basically a robot.
Yeah.
He's like, escort both of them out. And Pierce takes off his glasses and he's like,
shit.
Let the games begin.
He takes off his glasses, right?
Oh,
it's one of those like weird, like he takes them off and he's like,
yeah. Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre.
Put your glasses back on. Put your glasses back on.
Jesus.
He's slipping. He's slipping.
Yeah. He should have just said, let this Survivor Series begin.
Let the war games begin.
Exactly. Let him win.
He spoiled
there
it.
There you go.
Exactly. Next up, we've got Alba Fire and Isla Dawn's another video promo from them. They're coming.
Sounds hot.
They've already
They're coming.
They came.
They have come. They did come already.
Then we left, see them come.
And they're coming again.
Yeah.
By the way,
they came with Rhonda and Shayna
last week.
They're allowed to come again. You don't just come once.
They busted.
Yeah.
And they had to go away and
recover. They're still coming for those women's tag titles that no one cares about.
Right.
Right.
Curses.
That they lost.
There's once again, well, we'll get to it later, but once again, there's only one tag team in the women's tag division.
Yes.
And they're the champs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were thrown together last minute.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of them walked in the room, grabbed the title, and said, I'm now one of the champs.
Like, I'm pretty sure anyone could do that at any point.
I think so.
I better kick these titles across the other side of the room real
damn
quick.
Damn it.
Or when he grabs them.
I mentioned it before. That happened in the SmackDown 2 game on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Kane beat me up, stole my belt, and then it said, WWF Champion Kane. What the fuck?
Well...
I had like a 3-year undefeated streak.
Still counts.
I had a Roman Reigns level reign and he fucked it.
Yeah.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Logan Paul. Logan brags about winning his fake celebrity boxing match.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, I should have known if I wanted a real fight, I could have just had another WWE match.
Ah, get it?
Yeah,
get it? He fights for real.
That box, I saw the highlights of that boxing fight. It was the fakest. It's faker than WWE.
Oh, God.
It was so bad.
It's really bad.
They even faked a brawl at the end of it.
It's really bad.
Like, it was so terrible.
Yeah.
So Logan says, I beat a coward who hides behind the mask of the internet. Speaking of cowards who hides behind a mask, he says he already beat Rey Mysterio in his first match back when Dominic was still his son. He says he doesn't. And that's the other thing is like. Yeah, he's already fought Rey Mysterio. You only have Logan Paul for a few matches a year.
Right.
And you're doing rematches? Okay, fine. They didn't have a singles match, but still.
Yeah.
It was like a 20-minute match.
Right. Makes me wonder if they gave Rey the title just to lose it to Logan Paul. Because no one would have wanted to see Santos Escobar versus Logan Paul for the U.S. title.
Yeah, but then what? He's gonna win it. And then be gone for like 4 months.
Yeah. Another title that's not on TV.
Correct.
I mean, though, this is kind of
another
the TV title.
SmackDown title.
Yeah. It's pretty much the.
They'll have to TV make title. Another title.
Another mid-card
title. For SmackDown that gets defended.
Right.
Like bring back the European Championship.
There you go. Champion of Europe.
So he goes, I guess I got to beat another deadbeat dad at Crown Jewel. So yeah. Rey comes out. Rey Mysterio comes out and he says.
You actually remind me a lot of my son, Dominic. Amazing natural ability, passion, incredible career ahead of you, and a big fat mouth. When it came to Dom, I was reluctant to kick some sense into him, but I'm not gonna hesitate. You win your ass! Boolaka, boolaka! Incredible career ahead of you. And a big mouth. You are just like my son, Dominic. A huge douche. The biggest douche I've ever douched in the history of the douche. Skadouche.
Sounds awesome in that thing.
So Rey accepts Logan's challenge and Logan offers a handshake. And then Rey takes... Five minutes?
Oh, my God.
5 minutes to accept?
Yeah, it was...
Yeah.
Keep going. We'll get there eventually.
Yeah. Right. And then, of course, they brawl.
No.
But the bad guy offered the handshake.
Well...
It's a classic, then I hurt you.
Nope. Mm. No, he...
Okay, Logan, I'm going to accept your handshake. But fuck, don't, no! Don't do it! Don't clothesline me. You son of a bitch. Don't do it. Okay, good. Nothing happened. Great. This is wrestling where nothing happens.
I'm going to actually shake it. Eric's like... No, yeah, no, yes, no.
Right. Oh, my God. That took... Like,
no.
We're like, yeah, just take as much time as you want. Do anything.
Your hand's really sticky, just like Dominic's.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger,
offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next
My
up,
palms
we have,
are all hairy and sticky.
No change there. No change there.
Next up, we have Grayson Waller and Austin Theory versus the makeshift tag team.
What the fuck is this?
Of Cameron Grimes and Dragon Lee.
Now, I know what you're thinking.
No.
Well,
I know what you're thinking.
That's correct. I know you're thinking that Grayson Waller and Austin Theory really never win. So it doesn't really matter. And Dragon Lee, this is his first big match.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll win.
Nah.
No.
Dragon Lee flies around. Grimes tries to roll up Theory.
You're like watching a match. And you just see like...
Yeah, that's it.
Right. That was like, Dragon Lee? Just, yeah, that's what he does.
Grimes tries to roll up Theory, but Waller saves his boy. And then Theory beats Grimes with 8 down. Down!
Okay. All right.
That was a little...
Dial it back a little bit.
Dial it back.
I won't.
That was very on the spectrum of you.
Well, that's Austin Theory.
So Theory, he's in like an ankle lock or something for Grimes. He's like a leg twist or something.
Uh-huh.
In front of the ref, Waller comes in and does a finisher
mm-hmm.
and runs out of the ring. The ref's like, I'll allow it.
Yeah, that's fine.
He didn't tag in.
The ref was like, AEW, AEW.
Yeah.
Fucking love AEW. Earlier today, Kathy Kelly interviewed Kevin Owens in a Yokozuna shirt.
Yeah, that was a nice shirt.
She's like, welcome to SmackDown. What are you going to do here? And
again.
He was like, nothing. I've got nothing to do.
Yeah.
I should just retire and go away because they've got nothing for me.
Kevin Owens, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Thanks, Tony Schiavone.
Yeah.
KO says he's never had a singles match against Rey Mysterio or Sheamus. And he wants to do that before he retires.
No.
Well, that's why you're on SmackDown. Because you haven't fought Sheamus one-on-one.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Like,
miss.
Yeah.
This guy could have been one of the all-time greats if he were around in a better time.
Yeah.
Like, think about what's his greatest moment in wrestling is fighting Stone Cold at WrestleMania. You know what I mean?
I mean, that or winning the title.
But that's his, but I mean, like, that's his biggest moment because it was Stone Cold. And it was great.
And it
but,
was
like, his biggest moment was wrestling, like, you know, a 50-year-old Hall of Famer.
And you know they trust him with that match. It's not like they go,
right?
Ah, we got to throw him up against anyone. They're like, we need someone who's going to be good and make him look good.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, he had to, you know, a little, like, what, 5-month reign as the Universal Champion. Yeah.
Was it that
but he
long?
Just he hasn't had enough big moments to be considered like one of the best ever.
Yeah.
He had the talent to be.
Sure.
You know? He's like this generation's like Mankind, Mick Foley.
Yeah. Way cooler. And much better looking.
No, better looking. Take it easy there, Eric.
All right. Well, I mean, come on, have you seen Foley without the mask?
I mean, I know how you feel. That.
Sure.
No, yeah. I mean
for God's sakes, I came.
I know how you guys both feel about Kevin Owens. Way hotter than Sammy Guevara.
Absolutely.
Right? Like so hot.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right?
So hot.
So fucking hot.
That wasn't my leg.
Still getting the joke 3 years later. Go check out the hottest male bracket.
Feel this. Yep. Tell me that doesn't feel like a cock.
Oh yeah. There's the vein.
The Anchorman 2 outtakes
so good.
Are better than Anchorman 2.
Oh, for
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Come
for
on.
Sure.
Anchorman 2 is very mid, but the fucking outtakes are the... It's like, oh, this is the funniest movie ever.
Right. Frothy ejaculate.
Yeah. Oh, God. Now I know what the villages of Pompeii felt like. Anyways, next up we have Charlotte Flair.
Mrs. Buttersworth.
Yeah.
She got me there like I was on the express train.
Bing, bang, boom. Talk about a river of ejaculate. Mount I never seen in my lifetime. Now I know what the villagers of Pompeii felt like.
It was just Paul Rudd's just crying.
So now good. I know what those sad villagers of Pompeii felt like. When they were rained down with hot lava, I rained down them with frothy ejaculate.
Frothy ejaculate. Frothy.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Main event, we got Charlotte Flair versus Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship.
I'm like, how are they going to do this finish? Yeah. Charlotte, she's got to go over all the time.
This has got to be the most Charlotte's ever lost in her career, like within the span of 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Although you're going to say like 2-3 weeks.
No, it's like she's never had more losses than the past 2 months.
Yeah.
Io went for her springboard dropkick, but Charlotte countered with the Lion Tamer. Later, Io went for the moonsault, but Charlotte got her feet up, and Io sold the shit out of that.
Yeah, that was good.
That was like some Shawn Michaels shit.
Yeah,
sure.
It was awesome. Then Flair hit the spear, went for the pin, but Bayley put Io's foot on the ropes to break it up. So Charlotte attacks Bayley, throws her across the announce table. Then Flair gets back in the ring and goes for another spear, but Io hit her with the belt without the ref seeing.
She had it like at her waist.
Yeah.
So she like ran right into it.
It was cool. You as a like watching at home, you didn't really see it until after.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, she had the belt.
Right.
So Io retains. After the match, Io and Bayley beat up Flair, but then the music hits, and it's Bianca Belair.
Where the hell have you been?
Belair goes for the KOD on Io, but Bayley saves her, so she gives Bayley the KOD.
Yeah.
What's that about? No, Bayley's helping Io, taking finishers for her.
Sure.
Thought she was trying to screw her over.
Nah.
They don't know what to do anymore.
They have no idea.
Well, I think they're going with the whole, I mean, they do this all the time where the friend who's not the champion is always the one getting beat up. And then,
right,
you know, they get upset and turn on her. It's obviously going to happen. It's obviously the Mania match, or probably not Mania, because Mania is probably going to be Becky and Ripley. And then the other on the SmackDown side, I'm guessing Charlotte and Jade Cargill.
Oh, my God.
Charlotte will be champion by then. Jade will debut and win the Rumble.
I could see Bayley.
This is all confirmed, by the way.
I could see Charlotte and Jade Cargill just being a match. Like, they that don't feel happen, like they yeah. need a right. title.
That's yeah. true.
And then Bayley turns face and beats an EO. I bet yeah. they go that route with it now. Because they could have went the other way and they didn't.
Sure. But, yeah, I mean, you know, good to see Bianca Belair back. She's one of the better women wrestlers. Yeah. I don't know. Like, there was all this stuff on social media about, like, oh, God, Belair's back. Like, she's terrible. It's like, what? She's one of the better wrestlers. Oh,
yeah.
Like, her promos aren't good. Her scripted babyface promos.
Right.
And hopefully they fucking turn her heel soon.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, her returning to help Charlotte, it's like, who gives a fuck? But
right. Plus, like, her
turn
last...
Turn her heel.
Her last title reign got so stale because it was just, like... The same baby face promos yeah. every single week.
Well, her story with Becky was so good. You know, it was a long right. story. She yeah. finally beat Becky.
Yeah.
But let her turn heel and let her start cutting her own promos and see if she can sink or swim.
But if they're doing the whole stable thing where there's a woman in it, right?
Yeah.
They've got a couple already, then or three of them really, then why don't you just let her join with the Street Profits and be
why
like
not?
The badass chick in that group?
Yeah. Right.
They'd be even better. They'd be even more over heelish.
Yeah. She'd be like, hey, I can teach you guys how to win.
Yeah.
Right.
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 So on to Raw, we open with Finn Balor and Damian Priest. They brag about winning back the tag titles, but they're interrupted by Cody Rhodes. And Cody says, well, I have some choice words for the leader of the Judgment Day, but I can see that Rhea Ripley isn't out here.
Like, why would they find that as an insult? Like, why don't they go,
I know.
She's awesome. She's the only thing cool about our entire
Cody.
Stable.
Exactly. She's the only one who's natural on the mic.
Yeah. Right. The Saudis are like, what does he mean, woman leader?
Right.
Woman leader? Who are you?
Yeah, right.
And yeah, they should have been like, it's 2023, Cody. I mean, a woman could be a leader.
Yeah.
You misogynistic piece of shit.
Yeah, right.
Boo this guy.
Yeah. Cody says, it's not just little Dom Dom. I'd say that Rhea is your mommy, too. And it's like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Who would object to that?
Right. I would literally call her mommy,
Priest should have been like, so you're saying that we all fuck Rhea Ripley? High five, Balor.
Yeah, right.
Priest says, I keep hearing about your story, but the story is that you failed.
That's true.
It's true. So Cody wants to fight Priest, but he says, I have a match with Jey Uso tonight, so how about we do this at Crown Jewel? Cody accepts. He says, let's give everyone a preview. And Priest says, I like that idea. Because don't forget, he's a robot.
Isn't it?
Then Ripley and Dominic start to walk out, but Jay attacks Dominic from behind, and Jay has like a little thing with Rhea where he's just like looking at her.
Right, he's like talking her up.
And then Cody was beating up Priest, but he was attacked from behind by JD McDonagh. JD puts Cody's leg through a chair, and then Priest hits it with another chair. Mm-hmm. Cody is always kayfabe injured.
Always.
It's overdone. He's injured for every single feud.
Right.
Like the Brock Lesnar thing. Oh, like they could never have a good match because Cody just had to be hurt every single match.
And what's the point of injuring him? He always wins. You're wasting
yeah.
your time.
Right, yeah.
It's just overdone. Like, the fans are supposed to be like, oh, no, Cody's hurt. How's he going to beat Damian Priest? He's going to beat Damian Priest. Yeah.
With three crossroads. That's yeah. how.
Yeah. With four people interfering, and uh-huh. then Jey Uso helps him, and then he's going to win.
Yeah.
He's going to beat Damian Priest. Backstage, after the commercial break, Jey is helping Cody walk to the trainer's room as Pierce and Jey are yelling, get out of the way! At people who aren't there. Imaginary people. Yeah. Go watch it again. Like, Pierce is like, get out of the way. And Jay's like, get out of the way, Oos. There's no one there.
Yeah.
Maybe the flies, they were in, like,
he's just, did they say, like, hey, we're gonna add them in post. So just pretend like they're there. There's no one there. It's so fucking stupid.
He's seeing invisible Ooses now.
Yeah. These backstage segments have always been like you're watching a play.
Right. Right.
But it's like, it's not a play. It's a fucking TV show. Get out of the way! What? Great job, guys. Next up, we have the Alpha Academy versus the New Day.
Again?
No, they said it's the first time ever.
Really?
Well, haven't they fought like each other?
Oh, they've been doing singles matches. Yeah.
We got Maxine and Akira Tozawa ringside because Tozawa is officially
a junior
part leader. Of Alpha Academy.
Oh, no.
He's a trainee.
Otis hits the caterpillar, so then Woods did a reverse caterpillar, but then Chad Gable put him in the ankle lock. In the end, Kofi hit Otis with Trouble in Paradise, and Woods hits the elbow drop for the win.
A win for the New Day.
Yeah.
Look at that.
After the match, Maxine glared at Tozawa like, this is all your fault or something. I don't right. know what she was looking at him like that for.
Yeah.
Tozawa didn't do anything in the match.
No.
And they're baby faces.
Maybe she's like, you're supposed to be doing something in the match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you here?
Why don't you, Maxine, hop on the apron, watch a Stacy Keibler.
Yeah, like, wiggle manager. Some ass.
Yeah. Show your tits. Show your butt.
Hole.
Show your butthole. Distract Woods. He likes buttholes.
Clearly.
Oh, boy.
Next up, we have a stupid Viking Raiders video where Ivar is anointed by Valhalla as, like, the new Viking god. Yeah. Which means, I guess, Eric's not coming back anytime soon.
Wait, what?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I gotta do something to make that entertaining.
It's, well, no, you can't.
Okay, sorry.
But it's just like they're pushing Ivar as a singles wrestler.
Sure.
What? How far is he gonna get?
I feel like he's making Tim Allen sounds when he's
Ivar. Backstage, Rhea Ripley offers.
She's like, and now you will be Sorcerer Supreme. He's like,
whatever.
A Viking god.
Backstage, Rhea Ripley offers Seth Rollins some insurance from the Judgment Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seth says, oh, you don't have much faith in your boy cashing in to beat me. And then Rhea says, right now you're just a world champion, but with me you could be the world champion. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means
she
either.
She says, if you join us, Priest could cash in on someone else, and then we could hold all the gold. Without us, how do you think you could have a title reign as long as Roman Reigns? The Judgment Day could make people acknowledge you. And then Seth says, if there's one thing I don't want, it's doing anything like Roman Reigns. And Rhea says, that wasn't a no. Think about it.
Mm.
But like, you know, Seth talking about Roman Reigns is no coincidence. They're clearly hinting at a future match.
Right. Sure. Survivor sure. Series, right?
I don't know.
That's what they used to do.
Yeah, well.
Maybe the Royal Rumble again?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Seth's got to lose that title at some point.
Who's your money? So does Roman. Who's your money on that Roman loses it to? I'll give you choices.
Okay.
Seth, Cody, LA Knight, someone who's not on the show right now.
Can I have a fifth option? Doesn't lose it?
Doesn't. Retires with it.
Right, yeah. Maybe Seth?
He can't.
I guess Cody, but once again, I'm done with Cody.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Sure.
You're a loser.
Yep.
I get it's just a TV show, but you're a loser in my eyes.
Your character.
In the eyes of the viewer, you're a loser.
Is a loser.
You fucking lost. You blew it!
Yeah.
It didn't take... Yeah, I mean, whatever. Next up, we have Indy Hartwell versus Becky Lynch for the NXT Women's Championship. Natalya wishes Indy good luck before the match. She's like, tonight's not about me, it's about you. But, you know, she made it about her by doing this. Clearly, Natalya is doing some big heel turn soon.
Again.
And she's going to be feuding with Becky for a while. Who the fuck knows? And
wait,
who
she's cares? She's not a heel right now?
No. She's acting like a babyface.
You sure about that?
But obviously, she's going to do some big, you know.
Man, that's a lot, obviously.
Whatever. Becky put Indy in an armbar, but Indy countered with a powerbomb for a close fall. In the end, Becky made Indy tap to the disarmer. They have a handshake after the match, and then Becky has a stare down with Laya Valkyria, whatever, from NXT.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure Becky is beating her as we speak.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's 5 minutes left on NXT as of right now. So
right. She
probably just hit the manhandle slam. And don't look it up. I don't want to know. I don't care.
I don't want to know.
First of all, I already know. Becky won. There's no, I mean, come on now.
Yeah, no, I know.
Then we go backstage where Xia Li attacks Candice LeRae and says, that's a message for Indy too.
What? Why?
Because. Xia Li.
Because.
Attacks Candice LeRae. Take that. And thanks, Xia Li. Yeah,
thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks, Xia Li.
She punches Candice, and Candice is like,
thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Also backstage, Nick Aldis.
Right. He was mistreated. Well, he mistreated Matt Pierce. What does Matt Pierce do?
Matt Pierce?
What's his name?
Let's call him Matt Pierce from
Matt
now on.
Matt Pierce.
Yeah. Come on, what's his name? Are you having a Josh moment?
No, I have a friend named Matt Pierce.
Lucha Express.
Lucha Express. Scott Pierce.
Scott Pierce.
Wow, Adam. God damn, I really couldn't think of it.
Nick Aldis tells Pierce, we got off on the wrong foot on SmackDown. I take full responsibility. I just want healthy competition. I hope you accept my sincerest apologies.
He's like, hey, get the fuck out of here.
And Pierce is like, it's water under the bridge. Why don't you stay and watch how the flagship show operates? Aldis thanks Pierce and leaves. And then Pierce tells the ref to double security for tonight.
He's already there.
Yeah.
Oh,
spoiler alert. It didn't work, doubling security. We'll get back to that later.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a contract signing for the women's Fatal 5-Way at Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
Raquel Rodriguez, Zoe Stark, Shayna Baszler. They all come out and immediately sign the contract. Then Nia Jax comes out and says, where's Rhea? And Pierce says, Rhea has been the cause of all this chaos, so I told her to stay in the back. You want Rhea? Sign the contract. You'll get her at Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
So Nia signs, and then Ripley walks out and claims Pierce did all this to set her up, and she's going to make his life a living hell because of it. She says, after Crown Jewel, you're going to have four less women in my division because mommy's always on top.
That's hot.
And then Nia says to each of the women, she's like, Rhea just wants me to squash you for her. Hey, Zoe, Rhea wants me to squash you for her.
Please take her microphone away.
Hey, Raquel. And then the four challengers brawl as security tries to separate them.
They did it so
Raquel throws Shayna across the ring like, I want to beat up Nia.
Yeah.
They went, why? Just get in there with them.
They said two security guards, and this went so horribly. Mm-hmm. Like first Raquel's like, you ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Here we go. And
action.
And arm. And the guy's like, what just happened? Here, hold on. And arm. And Nia's watching, and she's like, when is it my turn? When is it my turn? Why do they have to take turns beating up security guards?
Right, yeah.
Nia gave Raquel a Samoan drop to stand tall as mommy watches.
Mm.
Backstage, Bronson Reed tells Ludwig Kaiser to tell Gunther that he's ready for a rematch.
Boo. How about no?
Even though he lost clean.
Yep.
And Kaiser says, why don't you tell him yourself?
Yeah, wow, what a segment.
You piece of shit.
Great, great dialogue.
It gets better.
Oh, boy.
Because then Tozawa walks up.
Oh, no.
And challenges Reed to a match. Reed says no, but then Tozawa chops him, and Reed says it's your funeral.
We'll get literally.
And he had a funeral.
Yes. Yeah. Next up, that's we've got Johnny Gargano versus Giovanni Vinci. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
Mm. Here's my thing.
Now when Johnny Gargano comes out, I can't even be excited because his music is so fucking bad.
It is.
Like, imagine Stone Cold, you know, arguably the biggest star in the history of pro wrestling. Think about his character. Let's say he was gone for a while and then he returned and he came out and instead of it was
that happened though. That happened.
Stone Cold. And it's just like, oh, he sucks now.
The classic pay-per-view we recapped.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Patreon.
Okay,
he
fine.
Had that different shitty music.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
But like, still, that's better than what Johnny came out
well,
to.
Oh, yeah.
But again, that's my point. Yeah, like they changed his music and now it sucks. Mm-hmm. So now he sucks.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Gargoyle.
Michael Cole tossed to a short trailer for Five Nights at Freddy's during the match.
Oh my God.
Okay.
He's like, oh, this is great. Let's watch a trailer for Five Nights at Freddy's.
I can't wait.
Kaiser hopped on the apron, but then Tommaso Ciampa ran out and attacked him, and Gargano hit Vinci with one final beat for the win.
Yep.
My only hope is that they like have DIY, like, you know,
beat
DIY music. So that we don't have to hear Gargano's shitty music anymore.
Eric, do you like to do it yourself?
I don't know if the mood strikes me.
I mean, we're just doing movie lines all night.
Yeah.
Let's keep doing.
Yeah, you know, like every other week. You,
yeah. That's true.
Next up, we have a video promo from Shinsuke Nakamura. Nakamura teases going after a new opponent and says, who is worthy enough to set me free?
Mm. Who's going to job to Nakahoma?
Only you can set me free.
Maybe.
Wow. And then he's doing the go to sleep?
No way. Oh, because he was doing his move, yeah.
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 I mean, Nakamura versus
Okay, all the reports are saying like that they're not bringing back CM Punk. Why would they do this? Just to give us the middle finger? Like when Bray Wyatt, rest
I'm
in
sorry,
peace.
Have you not met Vince?
Okay, but again, when Bray Wyatt, they did all the hints. It's got to be Bray Wyatt. It's got to be Bray Wyatt. It's got to be Bray Wyatt for months and months and months. And then it was Bray Wyatt. You don't do this.
Yeah.
He's totally coming back.
Right.
In this promo, they're just something.
They're just keeping it close to the chest.
Did he say he was best in the world in this promo?
No, but he said, you know, who's set me free, which is one of the lines in the song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how many of these like UFC guys are just like the biggest pieces of shit, and then they keep bringing them back because everyone wants to see them fight?
Yeah,
you know,
sure. I mean, so, they threw Conor McGregor. They threw all of his allegations. They didn't care.
Yeah, right.
We'll see. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Logan Paul. He's on both shows.
He's there again.
Oh, wild. Oh, no, he's a free agent.
Exactly. Logan mentions the guy he beat got dropped by his fight league, as if we give a shit. And then he says he's beating Rey Mysterio at Crown Jewel, and once he's United States champion, he can defend it anywhere because he's a free agent. Then I guess he can defend it in AEW because he's a free agent.
Correct.
Can anyone be a free agent?
You're not getting paid. Once again, WWE doesn't know the definition of words.
Right.
Free agent means you're not under contract, which means you're not getting paid.
Correct.
Brock Lesnar's been a free agent for years. Boy, is he going to be pissed when he finds out.
Right.
Everyone's going to get killed.
Hey, remember that account I told you to open and put all my money in there? Where's the money?
You're a free agent, stupid.
Free agent, stupid.
Wait, I didn't get paid?
Yep.
So then Dominic Mysterio comes out and the crowd boos him.
Yeah.
Now look, I know what Triple H said last week or whatever. I believe the fans are actually booing, but they're also adding fake boos on top of the real boos.
Yeah.
It was ridiculously loud.
Maybe not.
I think so. Yeah, fans, for sure.
Fans get to their, they're finally coming into their city. We've talked about this, and now it's their turn to do the chants, their turn to do all the stuff. Here comes Dominic. This was in what, San Antonio?
Yeah.
Or, no, Dallas.
Well, I think SmackDown somewhere, was San Antonio. But
this is either Raw, way. Dallas. Either way.
Raw, yeah, yeah. It was Texas. Like, you know, they're good fans that stick to the script.
It was unnaturally loud. Mm. Like, they had the booze, and then they just, all of a sudden, it turns up to 11 for no reason.
Nice.
I don't think it's necessary. Also, it's funny because this used to be the normal reaction for any heel talking on the mic. Go back and watch the Attitude Era or the Ruthless Aggression Era. Like, I remember being at a fucking house show, and you couldn't even hear Bret Hart talk. Because the people were booing so loud that you should just be everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
Now it's just Dominic. And it's Dominic because he sucks.
Right. Because he's honestly the worst.
Dom says, when Logan wins the U.S. Championship, I'll be the only Mysterio with gold. So then Logan invites Samantha Irvin to the ring. And she falls for it because we're still doing this for some reason.
Yep. I love gold.
Logan reminds her that, you know, he beat Samantha's fiance Ricochet, and he tells her to announce him as the new United States champion, but she won't do it. And then Ricochet slides in the ring and tackles Logan. Dominic went after Ricochet, but Ricochet knocked him down and set up for the shooting star press, but Logan helped Dominic out of the ring.
These two guys.
Yeah. Like, why are we still doing this?
Yeah.
Just because Logan Paul's there, he's got to do something, and Rey Mysterio's not on Raw.
Correct.
I get whatever. It. He's fighting Rey, so you're going to have Dominic maybe help him take this title off of Rey so he's not beating Rey clean like anyone gives a shit.
Right, but I'm just saying the Ricochet thing is like...
Oh, yeah, and that's still going. And that's still a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is Ricochet going to get a win back on Logan Paul at some point?
Hell to the no.
Exactly. No. Next up, we have Piper Niven and Chelsea Green versus the makeshift tag team of Natalya and Nikki Cross. Talked about this earlier. Nikki walked out like she's super depressed or catatonic. Kind of like...
She works there.
It was kind of like Alexa Bliss when she was being possessed by the Fiend.
Yeah.
She just stood on the apron doing nothing. Nikki ended up bailing on Natalya and walking to the back. And then Chelsea hit Natalya with the unpretty her. And then Piper fell on Natalya for the win. And the ref was like, oh... Yeah, she fell on her. Sorry.
Yeah.
Bada bang, bada boom.
Shoulders are down.
Backstage, The Miz tells Adam Pearce that he's the most must-see superstar in WWE. I beat John Cena in the main event of WrestleMania. And Nick Aldis knows that.
Okay.
But then Rhea walks up and signs the contract for her match. And then she walks away. And Miz was like, why is the cameraman following her? And then she just checks on Dominic. It's like this 30-second thing of her just going like, oh, are you okay?
It's a lot of touching.
It's a lot of face touching.
Are you okay?
It's a lot of face touching.
And it was just like, oh, clearly it's going to lead to something else. Nope.
Right.
Just touch his face for 30 seconds.
Touch his face.
And face waterfall. Like
Okay.
Jesus.
Face off. He pulled an Andrew while she was
If I touched Eric again.
Who, you or Eric?
Yeah, both. Next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn. Backstage, before the match, Drew tells Jay, I can't imagine what it's like having the bloodline cost you a match. But hey, just get over it.
Yeah, right.
Also, whatever happens to Sami in our match, it's on you. So Drew went for the white noise off the second rope, but Sami countered with a sunset flip powerbomb. Later, Drew set up for the Claymore, but Rhea Ripley walked out. Sami almost beat Drew with a roll-up. Sami set up for the Huluva kick, but Rhea hopped on the apron to distract him. And then Drew hit the Claymore for the win. Backstage, Seth Rollins congratulates Drew. He's like, congratulations, your first win as the newest member of the Judgment Day.
I mean, I think it's real now. Or like he's in cahoots with them. I don't know if he's part of them.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to join them. I think he's going to make an agreement.
Yeah. A gentleman's agreement.
Drew says, I saw you talking to Rhea earlier, but Seth says, I don't need the Judgment Day to beat you at Crown Jewel. Drew says, me neither. No Judgment Day? No Judgment Day. Seth says, may the best man win, and Drew says, he will.
That's nice of him to call Seth the best man.
Yeah.
Backstage, Nick Aldis, even though security was doubled.
Yeah.
Nick Aldis. Ask Caden Carter and Katana Chance how much for a party pussy.
Right.
But before they can answer...
What's the going rate?
Adam Pearce walks up and he's like, that's my party pussy! Yes. And Nick Aldis is like, well, you never fuck him. You never use them. Like, why would... Okay, all jokes aside, why would Pierce care? He never books them.
Right. Why would Nick Aldis want them?
Right.
That's even a bigger surprise.
I think just to fuck them. I think that's actually the story here.
Right.
Also, he wants his party pussy.
Also, it's funny. The one actual tag team doesn't get tag team opportunities.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. They technically are a tag team. That's right. Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Party pussy.
Party pussy. So Aldis says he's leaving, and then Nikki Cross walks by Pierce, and Pierce says, I need a drink.
Yeah, what?
Okay.
And then they forgot to hit the laugh track.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, we have Bronson Reed versus Akira Tozawa. This match was Tozawa making stupid faces while Reed beat him up. And then Reed climbed the top rope, and Wade Barrett said, everyone in the arena's about to get soaked! Tsunami!
That is horrible. Is he shitting on them?
Yes.
Is he pissing on them?
Yes, it's all pee.
Yeah.
Backstage, Alpha Academy and the New Day are bonding over their love of the Dallas Cowboys WWE Championship belt. I get it. It looks great.
Yeah.
It looks like the white Intercontinental Championship. It's the best one out of all of them. I'll admit that. I like the Jets one, but the Cowboys one looks the coolest. I'll admit that. Mm. It has the coolest design.
Yeah.
Then Tozawa walks in crying from being squashed by Reed. And Gable says, don't worry, I'll turn you into a great tag team wrestler. Then Gargano and Ciampa walk up and announce that DIY is tagging together next week against Imperium.
Boom.
Otis hands Tozawa the Cowboys belt. And he does his stupid dance, and once again, Xavier Woods does this now. I guess it's a thing now.
Oh, yeah. Tozawa! That's nasty!
You can hear Miz.
What am I missing?
Is that an inside joke, maybe?
What's...
Like, he's nasty.
But you're on TV!
I get it.
What's the bit? I'm lost on the bit!
Yeah.
Does anyone understand?
Don't look at me.
Someone, our fans out there, if you get what he's talking about, please let us know. Yeah. I'd like to be in on the joke.
Right. I like to laugh.
Yeah, I like jokes. Let me, what is...
WWE, let me in.
Like, is he actually disgusted by him dancing, or is it nasty in a good way? I don't know.
It's nasty in a good way. Yes. Right? Because he's like...
But they're all making faces like, no, like... I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Xavier Woods, you're way more talented than this.
Oh, that's for sure. Poor guy.
It's almost as if he should have turned heel years ago.
Oh. Ding, 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 ding.
Like, you
what
know,
do we have for him, Johnny?
Like, win King of the Ring and then let that crown compromise you and turn on Kofi and then you become the WWE champion.
Oh, God. From your lips to God's ears.
Jesus. God help me. If that happened, my hole would explode.
It'll explode with joy.
Yeah.
A joyous hole.
Gonna need my ashtray. Yeah.
Finally, we have Jey Uso versus Damian Priest. Jey kicked Priest.
Yep.
And then took off his shirt and put it around Priest's neck and then chopped him.
Yep.
He did that at, what was it, Payback or Fastlane? Fastlane.
Fastlane.
So it's a thing now. That's a spot of Jey Uso's. He takes off his shirt and puts it around his opponent's neck.
Mm-hmm. Strangulation.
Hold on.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I mean, that really
doesn't make any sense, yeah.
Priest went for the razor's edge, but Jey hit a spear and an Uso splash. He goes for the pin, but the ref didn't count because he was watching Finn Balor run from the stage. I guess Balor was late, so the ref was like, hold on! The ref
hold gets it.
Binoculars. Is that... That's Finn Balor! He's coming to the ring. He's going to be here any minute.
He has the binoculars backwards.
It's like the WrestleMania entrance. They're coming soon. Or the Royal Rumble, that one.
Yeah.
I love that he has binoculars backwards, so he looks super far away.
He He's getting further away.
Oh, God. So Balor hopped on the apron, but Jay knocked him down, hit a suicide dive. And then Balor pulled Jay's leg when the ref wasn't looking.
Oh.
And then Priest hit South of Heaven for the win. Balor attacked Jay after the match and hit the coup de grace. Coup de grace. Coup de grace.
Coup de grace.
Coop her ass. Coop. Is that, you know what I'm saying?
Cup her ass.
Calm down, freaks.
He hit the cup
I'm
her
from
ass.
From Oklahoma.
By the way, fuck you to the fan. I forgot who sent it to me, but fuck you to the fan that sent me this like Nyla Rose post of her in the thong. So thanks for that.
He just won the JR reaction.
I was trying to coop her ass. So then they grab a couple chairs to injure Jay's leg, but Cody Rhodes limps out.
Hobbles out.
He hobbles out. And he still beats up Balor and Priest. And then Cody chops Priest's leg, and he tries to injure his leg with the chair, but Balor pulls Priest out of the ring. That at least would have been interesting if they both have a broken leg in their match.
Right.
It would have been more interesting.
Right, right.
I was like, oh, please do it. But of course, no.
No, of course not.
Wait, so that's who's wrong. Jay fighting at...
I mean, as Crown of Drew? Now, no one.
Probably Balor.
Just Balor one-on-one for nothing.
Sure, sure. It could just be a rematch for the tag titles. No, two singles matches.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That's all for Raw. On to awards.
Slim pickings
no
this
week.
No
one wins anything.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Piper Niven.
I had Nia Jax.
I had Nia Jax. She wore white.
Right.
That was not a good choice.
Yeah. Well, neither was Ghost Pussy, but...
Ghost Pussy! Could you imagine what Ghost Pussy would look like in white?
Oh.
Oh, well. Yeah.
If Raquel got...
In the- oh, it like kind of matches her skin tone. Oof. There you go.
Best Wait. Dressed?
I had Becky.
Okay. I had Bat-Stereo.
What?
Rey Mysterio's Batman mask that he wore. Thought it looked cool.
Bat-Stereo.
You thought it looked cool?
His Batman mask.
All right. I had Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
Worst acting?
Nia Jax.
Nia Jax is correct.
I'm going Xavier Woods.
All right.
What?
Nia Jax, I expect that. But Xavier Woods, what the fuck, man?
Okay.
I bought your shirt.
All right.
I told you I bought your shirt.
He thanked me in the when we were in that club. He was like, hey, thanks, man. That's cool. And I was like, can I get a picture? And he said, fuck you.
Yeah.
No,
fuck off.
No, we got a picture. And that was like
He's like, you want to see Paige's butthole?
That was right before all that happened.
Oh.
Right, not happened, but it was right before all of it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best acting?
LA Knight.
Yeah. LA Knight.
Fine.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
Everyone in the arena is about to get soaked. Tsunami!
It's gotta be that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not sweeping it. Oh. I'm doing the Tozawa. That's nasty.
Okay. All right.
I don't get it.
Logan Paul said, if I wanted a real competition at one point.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, fuck that up.
Right. Best comment?
I'll knock your hair back to gray.
That's what I had.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
Worst match?
Tozawa versus Reed.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Horrid. Yeah. Horrid.
Super slow-mo.
Natalya and Nikki versus Piper and Chelsea.
Yeah!
Sweep that shit.
Yeah! Best match?
Drew
Yeah!
Yeah, right.
Nana!
Nana!
Nana! Yeah! Yeah, Nana, yeah!
Drew Sammy, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Worst move?
What'd you have?
I had Jay's t-shirt spot.
Okay, it's I'll stupid. Go with that.
I had the girls beating up the security guards.
Yeah, so that's dumb. Best move?
Io Cell on the moon.
Yes.
Miss Moonsault.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go with that. I like Charlotte knocking herself out on her spear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
Worst moment?
The Raw women's segment, the five women.
That's bad. I have to still go to Tozawa.
Okay.
Mm. It's just like Vince.
You are all in on that.
Is Vince is gone and we're doing this?
Yeah.
You're telling me Vince has no more power and we're doing this? Yeah.
That's got to be next week.
I blow you.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus. And then best moment?
I got nothing.
Nothing was good. Best moment?
Who are you?
Correct. Who are you?
Best moment? The other Tim Allen? And then? I was going to say, who are you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's true. All right, that's all for awards. On to breaking news. So, the Greven Museum, or is it Greven? I don't know.
Pardon me?
Some fucking museum in Paris, France.
Bless you.
They unveiled their newest wax figure, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
The figure looks just like him. Really? Except for one small detail.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I have it pulled up.
Okay.
Oh, I did. Hold on. I have it here.
He has no dick.
No, hold on. Give me a second.
Is it a wax figure?
It's a wax figure, yeah. Hold it. Okay, here we go. I'm pulling it up. Here it is. One bad detail. He's white! I don't know. Or no, he's white!
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, what the hell?
There was a...
Looks like him. He's just white.
Where is this?
In Paris.
Oh, that's why.
The Rock posted a thing on Instagram.
Yeah.
Where it was like this guy kind of roasted the statue, and the guy's like, is this because of the Little Mermaid? I mean, you can have her back. Just give us back the Rock.
Yeah, Rock said, I'm going to have my team reach out so we can work on updating my wax figure with some important details, starting with my skin color. And next time I'm in Paris, I'll stop in and have a drink with myself.
What?
That's dumb.
Yeah. Let me guess. Terramana?
Of course.
Or Zoa. I'm gonna have some Zoa with Terramana.
Yeah, he does.
How many shots of Terramana should we have?
22!
Also, Will Ospreay said in a couple of recent interviews that he's open to signing with WWE. Mm-hmm. I assume the AEW contract was already done, but apparently not.
He just had a match at the Impact pay-per-view this past weekend.
Oh, well then, all right.
Yeah.
You know what? Who cares?
I know. I don't care. And then Bill Simmons recently told SI Media that the Vince McMahon Netflix documentary will likely be released early next year.
But this is pro-Vince?
No.
Mm. Bill Simmons is going to do something anti-Vince? There's no way. We'll see. I bet it doesn't hit very hard.
Well, no, he's claiming that it's gonna be, you know, legit, not like a puff piece. Mm. And he says, like, Vince doesn't even have, like, final approval over it, so.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Any other news as Eric watches NXT?
No news.
You guys watching NXT?
You fucking mark!
You know you don't have to. We don't review that show.
Jade's there. I kind of wanted to hear her
music. She's there?
Yeah.
Right now?
But, like, she had an entrance. I wonder what her music's like.
Yeah.
Any news, Eric?
I don't have any news.
No one signing autographs at the local gym? At the T-Mobile store?
No, they're not. Actually, I have one small thing. So the cast of Disney Plus show, Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Yeah.
Edge, I'm sorry, Adam Copeland.
What?
Who are you?
I don't know who that is.
You know, Adam Copeland.
No.
Adam!
Is gonna
that
be,
one?
Yeah, Adam! No, the other one.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, the other one.
The other one, yeah. The newest Adam. He's going to be playing Ares, the god of war.
Yeah, yeah.
So interesting. We'll see how he does on that. He was in that Viking show for a long time. So
yeah. Right. A lot of people like that show.
Yeah.
All right, on to rumors.
Rumors!
Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my God!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
So Fyfer reports that John Cena may stick around longer than currently planned due to the actor's strike continuing. I think he was just, like, booked up until Saudi Mania.
Yeah.
But now that the strike is, you know, seeming like it's going to be going on longer, he could be staying for longer. Cena recently posted a photo of Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street in the scene where he yells, you know, I'm not fucking leaving!
I'm not fucking leaving! He should win something.
Sure.
He's going to be here for a while.
I'm guessing he's going to beat Solo.
Yeah.
Sure.
At Saudi.
Right.
Saudi.
Also, the Wrestling Observer reports that Matt Riddle's people have already been in talks with a number of pro wrestling, MMA, and boxing companies.
And they're like, nah, we're good.
MMA?
No. His people have been begging.
That sounds more like it.
His non-compete goes through December, so nothing could be announced before then.
Yeah.
All right, don't look now.
Okay.
That's all I've got for rumors. So it's trivia time with Andrew Pisano.
All right.
What?
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah. Trivia time with Andrew?
That's tremendous.
Yeah, I get to play, which is great. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, so I'm trusting you guys didn't look this up, but John Cena.
Cena?
On SmackDown said that.
2002 days. Thank you. Boom.
Fuck!
Eric. I beat Eric.
He said that.
Oh, right.
So his last televised singles win, 2002 days ago, it was in 2018.
Yeah.
Against who?
Oh.
Who was Cena's last singles victory over?
Was he still full-time in 2018?
No.
He was already part-time.
Yeah.
So who would he come to beat?
Mm-hmm.
Who would he...
I remember when he said on SmackDown, I looked it up because I wanted to know. And he was telling the truth. This was his last televised singles win.
SmackDown or Raw?
It was a pay-per-view.
Oh, that helps. That helps
maybe
a little
Mania.
Bit. He lost to Taker. What happened after that? He beat up Elias.
He lost to Bray.
Yeah.
The Fiend.
Did he win at any WrestleMania?
Yeah. This is good. Wow. Good trivia.
Sure, thanks.
He hasn't won.
I think I stumped them.
He hasn't won at a SummerSlam.
Five and a half years ago. So we're talking 10 minus 6.
May.
It was April. It was, you were right.
April,
it was WrestleMania.
May.
So WrestleMania 2018. Wow. I got nothing. Did he win?
I'll give you a little hint.
Please.
It wasn't WrestleMania.
It was a pay-per-view?
Yep.
Was
there that's me. I bet you're wondering how I got here.
Was there a Saudi one around that time? Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe it was a Saudi Mania.
Randy Orton.
No. Not
Triple H.
Triple H. It was a Saudi Mania. It was also a Royal Rumble. The greatest Royal Rumble.
Oh, my God.
Against Triple H, yes.
Triple fucking H.
Wow.
Wow. What led up to that? I don't even care.
Nothing.
Money.
Absolutely nothing.
Money led up to that.
Yeah. There was no build or feud. No, it was just, hey, we're having the greatest Royal Rumble. John Cena versus Triple H. And that was the only Saudi show Cena went to because after that he boycotted it because remember the Saudis cut off that journalist's head. Remember they beheaded that journalist?
Yeah, I do.
And it was ordered by the prince that is directly involved with these WWE shows.
Yes.
He goes, cut his head off. Hey, Vince, nice to meet you.
And, oh, sorry. Let me just wipe this bloody hand on your suit.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, there's his head. We cut it off. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
It's my screensaver.
And then,
what do you think of his chopped off head, Vince?
That's tremendous.
Yeah, so do we. We think it's great, too.
Right.
The greatest Royal Rumble.
It's Vince, funny because it's true. What is your preferred method of murder?
Poison.
Oh. Well.
We can do that.
It's not as gruesome, I promise.
Yeah, it's not as dramatic, you know.
Oh.
I guess we could poison them and then cut their head off.
Let's get the poison that they used in Game of Thrones with King Joffrey. That was horrible.
Oh, my
great.
God.
Yes. Don't forget, Vince, I love your most famous line. It's my favorite line in all of wrestling. You're on fire! It is so great. She's on fire. What? That's not the phrase?
That's not the phrase.
All right, let's do fan questions.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Everyone loves fan questions.
And Raymond.
The Wizard of Mackinfart.
Oh.
Who has bigger boobs, Josh or Bronson Reed?
Josh.
Oh, Josh, because I'm assuming Bronson. That's close.
It's got to be Bronson.
He probably works out a little bit, so they're pecs more than boobs.
Omar, I don't get it. Doesn't make sense, but it's funny, and I want it on the soundboard. Please give us the Tozawa That's Nasty. No.
No.
No, Omar. No. I will not do that.
No.
That is not happening.
It's annoying.
Uncle Saudi says, Joe, you may take the rest of the fan questions off this week from this point on. Wow, he's granting that to you.
Boom.
All right, see you next week, Joe.
Is he the commissioner of What's Wrong with Wrestling?
I guess the comments, yeah. All right. The questions, fan questions. PCJ, in the spirit of Halloween, choose any current female wrestler for you to do a couples-themed costume for a Halloween party. Who's the girl and what costumes are y'all wearing?
I like this.
Ooh.
I like this. Maxine Dupree, and we'll just be like a donkey, and she's the ass. No, I am.
Wait, so you're the girl that gets fucked by the donkey?
Wait a minute.
Are you
hold it?
Are you Dutch ovening this
imagine
donkey
her
costume?
Eating my ass, but I'm like, maybe I should be eating her ass.
Yeah.
Come on, that was good.
I mean,
was it?
How about like Zelina Vega as Catwoman?
All right.
And me as the guy who fucks Catwoman.
There you go. Eric?
Oh man,
I have to pick a awesome fantasy with odd chick.
I know, there's so many.
She's Rhea Ripley, right, and you're right. Dominic, and she fucks you in the ass.
Rhea Ripley as Black Cat and me as Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you get to shoot ropes, I guess.
Yeah, but
yeah.
What's the sexual side of it, Eric? There has to be.
Because Black Cat's costume is? It's like skin tight.
Yeah, it's all Catwoman. Superhero costumes are skin tight.
You're skin tight.
Damn right I am.
Mark Maravillas, do you guys have what it takes to survive Five Nights at Freddy's?
No.
Nope.
I kept saying that on Raw. Oh, God.
Jonathan, what was the first one called? The first movie?
This is the first movie.
Yeah.
I thought this was the Nick Cage, the remake.
Turns out, no, it's not. It's basically the same thing, though.
What was the Nick Cage one called?
I don't remember.
All right. It was something about Freddy's, right?
No.
All right.
It was just like this.
Yeah.
Because this was a video game.
I saw that fucking movie.
You did. I know. He never talks, right?
He says like two words the whole movie.
Wow. It's not that.
Yeah.
He's not Owen Wilson. Oh my God. Willy's Wonderland was the other one. So yeah. But it's the same fucking thing.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Jonathan Smith, Nick Aldis finds Jey Uso for showing up on SmackDown, but Pierce wants Aldis to find SmackDown superstar Jimmy Uso for showing up on Raw. Does Pierce not understand how this works? You're the Raw GM. You find Jimmy. As LA Knight once said, dummy. Yeah. That's true.
Yep.
Jamal Foster, what are the odds Kevin Owens wins the Undisputed title and Sami Zayn wins the world title at Mania? Yeah. Jamal, we have a button for this.
You fucking mark!
You might want to hit it like three more times.
He says, recreating the Benoit Guerrero moment they shared in the ring. Yeah, 0.0, Jamal.
0.0.
Jamal, we would all love this, but it's never happening. Mm-mm. S. Thorne, are we getting War Games this year?
Maybe.
I think so. I think we will. Judgment Day versus Cody, Jay, and whoever. Let's be real for men. Would you guys do a JR voice for an upcoming AEW Dynamite review? Then Nyla Rose jokes are killer. Tony Khan's soundboard, thanks. I don't know what this
thanks, guys.
Question is.
What's happening? Something is breaking.
Thanks, guys. There, I did Tony Khan. The Rizzler, if Nia Jax was going... That's what I say to Nyla if she comes over and said, thanks, guy.
Thanks, guy.
The Rizzler, if Nia Jax was going for the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man look, well, then she nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she wore white.
Right.
The sure. Stay Puffed, that's the name?
That is the name.
Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Yeah,
from the Ghostbusters.
Or just buying marshmallows in the store.
Yeah.
Side note, for whoever thought it was a good idea to wrap Cody's ankle up while he was still wearing his sock, way to ruin that whole injury ankle.
I know.
Ankle.
B-Sans, hey, Gems, are you strong enough to survive Five Nights at Freddy's? Also, I had a Jesse the Mind moment when I realized WWE only had the Cruiserweight Classic because they wanted a reverse WCW logo with CWC McMahon.
McMahon.
Yeah.
Donald Alexander, which three females WWE superstars would you three choose to join y'all in an all-night orgy?
God.
Also, Josh and Nia Jax get to join.
All right. The,
oh, no.
I'm out. Pass. Nope.
Pass. Spencer, what's your favorite wrestler cameo on a TV show? Mine will always be Vader on Boy Meets World.
That was great.
That was so hilarious.
Who was it?
Vader was on. Like, yeah. A bunch of them were on Boy Meets World.
I did
so
like
absurd.
When Triple H was on the Drew Carey show. Like, he was dating Kate. Oh. And he had like the IC title with him.
He also was on That 70s Show.
Yeah.
Cameo.
So was The Rock. The Rock played his dad on That 70s Show.
Yeah. Oh. I'm trying to think, what are their wrestler cameos on a TV show? I don't know.
Triple H, Billions.
Stone Cold used to be on. What was that one Stone Cold would be on?
You need a game? Is there a game that needs to be played?
I'm trying to turn a babyface into a heel. I'm Paul Giamatti.
What was that?
What was the one that Stone Cold used to be on with Cheech Marin and the guy from Miami Vice, I think?
Shit, I don't remember. I was drunk.
Yeah.
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
Oh, Nash Bridges?
Yes.
They were all on Nash Bridges.
Yeah. Well,
even that's where, isn't that where Shawn Michaels' binoculars meme is from?
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
When he's like, it's like, what is he looking at?
Shawn Michaels did a Baywatch episode once.
Yeah.
Where he's just like,
so that one. How's he not fuck Pam Anderson on that episode?
Well, didn't he go with her to the ring, or who did he bring to the ring? Jenny McCarthy or Pam Anderson?
Both.
Both,
oh,
yeah.
Both.
Yeah. That's right.
Both?
Both. Yeah. The old Kanye, if Jade Cargill brought back the baddies stable, which two WWE women would you want in it? For me, it's Zelina Vega and Nikita Lyons. Okay, not Nikita.
Why?
Bel Air?
Vega. No, because Bel Air's too big, I think.
Bel Air's got a fighter. Someone lower.
Vega's a good one.
Vega and Nikki Cross.
I mean, it could be someone in NXT.
All right.
Turn what's her name heel? Roxanne Perez.
You could have Maxine join her.
Yeah. You get what's her name?
Yeah, that one.
Isn't there two Jades now?
Cora Jade.
Cora Jade, yeah.
Cora Jade will work, sure.
Right. Cora Jade, Jade Cargill.
That is.
Carlos Ramirez, happy early Halloween, guys. Do you believe in the paranormal, and do you have any funny or scary Halloween memories? No, I don't believe in the paranormal.
I do, but I don't really have.
No, you don't.
I dressed up a full size ape outfit with like a cord coming out of it into the garage, and Lexi would tell people, "Oh, this is our mechanical ape, but it's not working right now. But you can come up to it and see if it looks nice." I have it all on video, and I would scare little children.
I did something like that when I was in high school, where I had like the scream cloak, and I sat on the bench with the bowl of candy and said, "Take two." And then when people would reach in, I would grab their hand, and they would fucking freak out.
It's great.
One year we built like a scarecrow and put on a chair on the porch.
Uh-huh.
And like we put it out like maybe like a week before Halloween. And then the night of, me and my brother took turns being the scarecrow. So people were used to seeing it there. So when they came up, we'd freak them out.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
There was one time in middle school where me and my friends were trick-or-treating. And then like there were always, you know, some houses with no lights. All their, like, no decorations. The lights are turned off, but we would still ring and knock.
Well, just of course, they have the best candy.
They'd be dickheads. And, like, we were just knocking and ringing, and then we just hear this, like, old man yell, "Leave!" And then we didn't leave. And, like, a couple minutes later, he came out in his underwear, and he was like, "I don't have any candy." And we were just like, "Okay,
you're
thanks.
Like, what else you got, Pops?"
we were laughing his ass off because he just came out in his, like, fucking tidy whiteys.
Of course he did. He wanted you to leave. You guys are being jerks. You get to see.
Is it
Dick.
Tidy whiteys or whitey tidies?
Tidy
whiteys.
I say whitey tidies.
Do you? Okay. Well, that's, you know, you cut up pancakes before you eat them. So.
You don't do everything right. Yeah.
I know.
Kimbo is Drew.
Fucking idiot.
Kimbo is Drew taking his sword to Saudi to do the monthly executions at Chop Chop Square.
Yes.
Chop Chop Square.
That's why do you think he's booked on this show?
Yeah.
Got the
when he goes there, though, he has to change the sword's name to a male.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ramos, I got a better question for Cole. Would he or any of you survive a drinking game of taking a shot for every time he asks if we could survive Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah.
I probably could.
Maybe.
Robert Enright, who takes the belt from Gunther before he ascends to the world title scene? I felt for sure it was going to be Gable, but now they seem to be doing everything in their power to cool him off. Yeah, no, I mean, Gable's finished. He's been Tozawa now.
Champa maybe, but like now he's in a tag team again. Right. So who knows?
Sammy, maybe? I don't know.
It could be Sammy, yeah.
Could be Sammy.
Like, who else is a big baby face on Raw that could do that?
Right.
Jalen Silva, does Triple H just ask for volunteers to write these shows? Right. The inconsistencies make it hard to believe that he's in sole control of creative. Yeah. Also, I want names and addresses of the people that said Logan Paul and Dominic would be great together.
This is bullshit.
Yep.
Durag McMahon, what are the chances it's Logan Paul versus LA Knight for the U.S. title? I think you would elevate the title right now because Deadbeat Mysterio isn't doing shit with it.
Yeah.
Logan Paul is a big draw and Knight is the most over guy in the company at the moment.
Yeah.
Sure, I'd be fine with that.
Sure.
Ethan, in my weekend flag football league, I was given number
22.
Hell yeah.
Couldn't stop laughing, thinking about the soundbite. Yeah. Fuck you guys for that.
When the other team made a touchdown, did you go, why me? Why me?
He gives up a touchdown.
What? Goldberg.
Yeah. Right. It was to Goldberg's son.
Yeah.
Torque. Chris Chubb, following your show 2 weeks ago with Home Improvement remixes, can I make a soundboard request? Home Improvement theme followed by Bustin'. I mean, I'm pretty sure we did that
I'm
one.
Sure.
We pretty had sure to. We did that one. We did like all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joseph Ryling, why does Nia keep threatening to kill all the women in the division via squashing them? That's not very nice of her. She's very large.
Oh.
I think she knows that.
Yeah. And in charge.
I'm a monster.
Axe, what are y'all's interest levels for the eventual Logan Paul and Dominic versus Bad Bunny and Rey Mysterio?
Oh, God.
Zero.
0.0. Andy Piccone, why would anyone be afraid of Solo Sikoa? He's short, pudgy, and would break his thumb every time he did his lame finisher.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, you got a point there. Dylan, push fire Barry, superheroes as wrestlers, Spider-Man, Batman, Captain America.
Well, push Spider-Man because he actually was a wrestler.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Barry, Batman, fire Captain America.
There you go.
Captain America would be the most boring wrestler.
Yeah.
I'm fighting for honor. Fuck you.
Fuck you, John Cena.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Dashing Dan, push fire Barry, these triple threat matches from different eras, which we sadly never saw. Bret Hart versus Razor versus Shawn.
Okay.
Austin versus Triple H versus The Rock. Edge versus Kurt Angle versus Eddie Guerrero. I'm sorry, I'm pushing Austin, Triple H, and The Rock.
We never saw that? Are they sure?
I'm going to.
I feel like we saw that.
Maybe like a house show or something.
I don't think so.
I'm going to bury Edge, Kurt, and Eddie, and then fire Shawn, Razor, and Bret.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck my heart. I'm firing Edge and Kurt and Eddie, burying Bret, Razor, and Shawn.
Bury you in your backyard.
Aaron Rodgers' Achilles, non-wrestling or Jets question that may or may not piss off Eric. Fuck, marry, kill, Taylor Swift, Alexa Bliss, Trish Stratus. I'm killing Taylor Swift.
Yes.
That's easy.
I'm going to fuck Trish, and I'm going to marry Alexa.
But do you want to go to Disney World that much?
I'm gonna marry Taylor Swift.
If she's paying, sure.
I'm gonna marry Taylor Swift.
Why? Because she has like $1 billion.
$1 billion fucking dollars.
That's true.
Yeah.
I only marry for love, so.
Bullshit.
Oh, bullshit? Yeah.
Jason Dearham, do you think if Vince was still in charge, he would have changed Nick Aldis's name to Nicky James? Remember Mike Kanellis?
That's true. That's funny.
That's right? True. Yeah.
She was still there, maybe.
Mike. Yeah. Canellis. All right, that is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling.
You mean X?
TikTok.
TikTok.
Instead of Twitter, it's X.
No, it's Twitter. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You could also get your Thanks Guys t-shirt at bonfire.com/thanksguys. And become a supporter of the show. Get the weekly AEW recaps, pay-per-views, brackets, drafts, all that good shit.
Yeah.
At patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Such good shit. Such good shit.
There you go. See you next week.
Yeah.
Adios.
Yeah.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.